The meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education has now come to order. Time, Mr. Jeskowitz?
7:34.
Thank you, sir. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on January 7th of 2016, faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Hunterdon Review, and Express Times, also posting on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administration offices, and in the Clinton Township School, in each of the Clinton Township schools, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. May we have a roll call, please, Mr. Jeskowitz?
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mrs. Hand?
Here.
Mrs. Olowski?
Here.
Mrs. McHugh?
Here.
Mrs. Ruddle-Goda?
Here.
Mr. Petuto?
Here.
Mr. Sturgis?
Here.
Mrs. Vander Ark?
Here.
Thank you, sir. Ms. McLaughlin, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Surely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mrs. Hand, would you please serve as the process guardian for tonight's meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the monthly board meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Today is Monday, May 9th, 2016. Before the Board of Education moves into regular business of the board, I have two announcements to make, and with each announcement, we will move and vote on a corresponding resolution. The first announcement is in regards to appointing a new superintendent of schools for the Clinton Township School District. The Clinton Township School District is pleased to announce that we will vote this evening to appoint Dr. Gina Valani as our new superintendent of schools beginning July 1, 2016. She will be replacing Dr. Drusilla Clark, who will be retiring after serving as superintendent for 4 years here in Clinton Township. Dr. Valani has spent the past 5 years as assistant superintendent of the Nutley Public Schools. She has extensive experience as an elementary school principal, in curriculum, as a curriculum supervisor, and a teacher. Dr. Valani has worked in the field of facilities management prior to her career in education. Dr. Valani earned her Bachelor's of Art degree in biology from Drew University, a Master's of Science degree in elementary education from Long Island University, CW Post, a Master's of Arts degree in educational administration from Kane University, and a doctoral degree in education administration from Seton Hall University. Her doctoral degree entitled "The Influence of Early Childhood Program Participation on Academic Achievement at the Elementary Level" afforded Dr. Valani the opportunity to deepen her understanding of the influence of early childhood education on academic achievement by grade 3. Dr. Valani was selected from a pool of over 30 highly qualified candidates. In January of 2016, the Board of Education contracted Strategic Educational Advantage to work in conjunction with the board throughout the search process. To begin the process for identifying a new superintendent of schools, the Board of Education solicited the input of key stakeholders in the district to help identify the necessary qualities and characteristics that our next superintendent of schools should possess. Key stakeholders included members of our staff, parents, and the community. We used focus groups and online surveys to gain information that we were looking for. Information gathered by Strategic Educational Alliance and the board was used to develop a candidate profile and an array of interview questions that centered on the needs and challenges facing the Clinton Township School District over the next 5 years. The board met with Strategic Educational Advantage in March to review potential candidates and chose to interview 8 candidates who met the candidate profile. After the first round of interviews, the board narrowed the pool down to 4 candidates, and those candidates were invited back to meet with both board members and Clinton Township School District staff. During those extensive interviews, the candidates were asked to make presentations on their first 100 days in our district if they were chosen as a successful candidate. Candidates were also asked to provide a writing sample to the Board of Education that same day. The board then reviewed the writing sample from each candidate and the input from all the stakeholders and completed a site visit in April to Dr. Villani's district. Board officers, the chairperson of personnel negotiations, and Ms. Judy Hammond, principal of the Clinton Township Middle School, participated in the site visit. During the site visit, the committee had opportunities to speak with the superintendent of Nutley Public Schools, the president of the Teachers Association, and the president of the Administrators Association of Nutley Public Schools. All remarked on her commitment to student achievement, her collaborative approach, her ability to communicate effectively with all stakeholders, her knowledge and experience in curriculum, and her dedicated work ethic. Through our interviewing process and site visit, it was apparent that Dr. Villani's strengths are her innate ability to relate to her students and her staff. While the staff of the Nutley Public Schools are saddened by the loss of their amazing educator, we here in Clinton Township are thrilled to have her lead the Clinton Township School District in the upcoming years. The Clinton Township Board of Education is delighted with the outcome of our search and eagerly looks forward to Dr. Villani's advancement of our mission, which is in partnership with the community to achieve excellence for each child by ensuring a meaningful and challenging educational experience in a supportive environment, developing lifelong learners who are responsible and productive citizens. I would now like to ask our chairperson of personnel negotiations, Ms. Sue Vanderhoff, to read the resolution regarding the appointment of Dr. Villani as superintendent of the Clinton Township School District. Ms. Vanderhoff?
Be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves the appointment of Dr. Gina Villani as superintendent of schools on a four-year contract approved by the Executive County Superintendent as required by law, effective from July 1st, 2016 to June 30th, 2020 at an annual salary of $145,000. I'd like a motion for action item 16-PN-186.
Motion.
Second.
May I have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Olasky?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. Ruddle-Goda?
Yes.
Mr. Pituto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Dr. Villani, on behalf of the Clinton Township Board of Education, I would like to welcome you to our district and to our community. We are excited to begin working with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take a moment to introduce Dr. Gina Villani.
Thank you. Mrs. Grant, Board of Education members, I'm honored for the opportunity to serve as the superintendent of Clinton Township School District. I've had a number of administrative experiences which I believe will help me be successful in this position, one of which, as Mrs. Grant discussed, was my role as principal in a K-8 school district similar to Clinton Township School District. In that role, I had the opportunity to work with staff, parents, and community members to build the educational foundation for our students and to instill in them a love of learning. We also had the opportunity to foster academic and social-emotional growth to better prepare our students for high school, college, or career. I thank you for the opportunity and also look forward to the time working in Clinton Township to better serve the students here.
Thank you. Tomorrow morning, the transition process begins. We will work this week with Dr. Villani to set up times for meet and greet sessions so that Dr. Villani can meet her direct reports, members of our staff, members of our community, and our parents. And at this particular time, we'll announce those meeting dates on our website, send out email blasts so that everyone can make sure they can attend. For this evening's purposes, this will not be an opportunity to ask Dr. Villani questions, so save up your questions for the meet and greet, and then you can have an opportunity to ask those questions when you meet with her in a less formal setting. So once again, welcome. We're glad that you're here. Last month, the Board of Education shared with the public information regarding the bargaining process between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association. I would like to take a moment to review that information with everyone this evening and then provide an update on these discussions. On Thursday, April 21st, 2016, at 10 o'clock in the morning, the Board of Education received a copy of the Fact Finder's Report, which include recommendations for a settlement to the collective bargaining process between the Board of Education and the Clinton Township Teachers Association. The Fact Finder recommended a compromise on both parties' remaining positions. The recommendations made by the Fact Finder were reviewed by the district, and by 3:29 p.m. on that same day, approximately 5 hours later, the legal counsel representing the Clinton Township Board of Education sent an email to Henry John Klein, the representative for the Clinton Township Education Association. Mr. Klein was informed that the Board of Education had agreed to accept the terms of the Fact Finder's recommendations under the condition that an approved professional development plan that completes 2015-16 professional development contractual requirements be implemented no later than May 15th of 2016. The board's legal counsel was advised on Friday, May 6, 2016, that the association voted to accept the May 16, 2015 memorandum of agreement subject to the recommendations of the Fact Finder's report. Therefore, tonight, the Clinton Township Board of Education would like to vote to approve the May 16, 2016 memorandum of agreement accepted by the negotiations team that represented the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association, subject to the recommendations of the Fact Finder's report dated April 20th of 2016. So with that, I'd like to move the following resolution. Action item PN 185. Be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves the memorandum of agreement reached between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association dated May 6, 2015, regarding a collective bargaining agreement effective retroactively from July 1st, 2014 through June 30th, 2017, subject to the recommendations of the Fact Finder as set forth on page 12 of the Fact Finder's report dated April 20th, 2016. Mr. Juskowitz, in one moment, I'll ask you to do a roll call. May I please have a motion?
Motion.
And a second, please.
Second.
And a roll call, Mr. Juskowitz, please.
Mrs. Olowski.
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff.
Yes.
Mrs. Hand.
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Ruddle-Goda.
Yes.
Mr. Pituto.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis.
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Last item in President's comments this evening. Over the last 2 weeks, members of the Clinton Township Board of Education have been asked many questions by members of our community regarding the Clinton Township Town Council's late payments of funds that they owe the district. I would like to ask our legal counsel, Mr. Vito Gagliardi, to provide an update on the status of the situation and address questions that members of the Board of Education have been asked over the last couple of weeks. Mr. Gagliardi?
So as I understand it, Madam President, now that we have a new superintendent and an agreement with the teachers, your question is, do we have the money necessary to run the school district? Let me lead off then with the information that I think would be of most interest to the taxpayers of this community, which I once was, incidentally, which is that as of today, the late payments from the township have been received. So the concerns that were discussed at the previous board meeting appear to have been resolved. I know there's been a lot of intrigue and suspicion about what happened. The non-payment is unusual in my considerable experience representing school district, but the way it was resolved was not unusual. So the circumstances were essentially as follows. The statute provides a schedule. It's very clear, right? The town collects money, its own tax dollars, and then acts as a fiduciary collecting the tax dollars which are due to the county, which are due to the regional school district, which are due to the local school district. And there's a schedule set forth in the statute by which those monies need to be paid. Well, as of on or about April 21st, the payment due on March 15 had not been received, and the payment due on April 15 had not been received. Each of these payments is $2.2 million. So that's a significant amount of money, as you might imagine, as far as the school district is concerned. But even those late payments did not trigger the motion at the last board meeting. It was when, in the normal course of business, the business administrator communicates with his counterpart, the township, and says, by the way, you owe us about $4.5 million. Can you give me an idea of when we're going to receive that money before we run shy of the funds we need to fulfill all of our obligations? And it was the response to that that led to the board resolution, which was, no, I can't commit to when you're going to receive the money. I think you'll get the March payments the first week of May, and I think you'll get the April payment the second week of May, but I can't commit to that. So naturally, while her honesty was appreciated, it's also somewhat alarming, and it's what led the board, in consultation with our office, by the way, to pass a resolution that said, we'll give the town until May 15 to catch up, and if they don't, we've got to have our attorneys file suit so that a judge will order them to make these payments before we run out of money. So it really is that straightforward, all of the intrigue that some people have invited online notwithstanding. So why didn't, so this is one of the questions I've enjoyed, right? Why didn't the superintendent call the mayor and say, you have a legal obligation to pay us this money? Well, that's not really the way it works, right? But the bottom line is that they did have a conversation in early March, but it was before the monies were due. And since we accept the representation of the town's chief financial officer that they were uncertain as to when they can pay the money, there's really nothing left to discuss with the mayor, right? Either they have the money or they don't. There was no reason to believe that the town's CFO wasn't being truthful. So the board gave them a few extra weeks and didn't do anything other than that. They could have had us go to court right away, but they didn't. They gave the town a few extra weeks based on the understanding that they thought the town now had that the school district cannot afford to be without these millions of dollars for any extended period of time. And so now that's been resolved. To the extent there's any interest into how a third party may see what went on here, the county superintendent's office, becoming aware of this through the media reaction to it, not because we, you know, squealed to the Department of Education and said, look, what's going on here in Clinton Township? There was a lot of media coverage on it. Wrote a letter to the mayor and council, again, not at the behest of this Board of Education, where the Department of Education articulated to the mayor basically the same thing I've articulated to you, that you have an obligation, township governing body, to collect and dispense with this money in accordance with the statutory formula, and there could be legal consequences if you don't do so. So it's really that simple, and as I say, I think if I'm a taxpayer here, I'm happy that the township is collecting tax dollars, right? That's important. And that it's dispersing them in accordance with statute. That's important. And that you don't have two branches of government going against each other in court. That's also important. So based upon these payment of monies, there is not going to be court action in accordance with the board's resolution at the last meeting, because the $4.5 million have been paid and are now in the coffers of the Board of Education. So with that, I relinquish the floor to you, Madam President. I don't know if there are any other questions from the board, but that's the status of that matter.
Thank you, Mr. Gagliardi. Any questions from the board? No? Okay, moving on, please. But we can have the report of the superintendent of schools, Dr. Clark.
Thank you. First of all, I would like to welcome Dr. Villani. I'm very happy to work with you, and I would love to sit down and have a transition meeting, so I'm sure we'll share phone numbers and get that process moving, so you can be as comfortable and happy here as I was when I came. I would also like to go back to an item on the agenda that was an update on our new website. We have had an ad hoc committee working on investigating the prospects of a new website for the district. We've had an implementation committee meeting multiple times, looking at the website, working with the PTA and the district foundation. And so Mr. Tim Jaw Our Supervisor of Technology is going to give you a little preview into what the new website is going to look like and walk us through that process. But you will, by the way, have some online videos to help you with the process as this moves along. That was part of our goals in the new website. So you will have Mr. Jaw tonight and in the future, but you also will have some access to online videos, which Karen Smith of our PTA suggested that might be a good idea for the future. So thank you, Mrs. Smith. We're using your ideas.
Thank you, Dr. Clark, and good evening, members of the Board of Education and members of the Clinton Township School District community. Thank you for the opportunity to take a few moments tonight to share with you the progress of the new Clinton Township School District website. Before I begin, I'd like to give you a little bit of background for those who have not been with us through the process. Last October, the Board of Education authorized a transition of our website from a WordPress self-hosted solution to our new provider, School Messenger. School Messenger is also our alert system, and they will also be providing a custom mobile app once the new site has been completed. We also, in the process, purchased a new domain for our new district website, which is shown up there on the screen. It's not live yet. Once we flip the switch to make the new website live, that will be the new address. So as Dr. Clark mentioned, we formed an implementation committee that stemmed out of the website ad hoc committee that was formed by the Board of Education a little over a year ago. And the members of this committee are shown up on the screen. Dr. Clark, Mrs. McLaughlin, Mr. Petuto, myself, Mrs. Hinkle, Mrs. McMahon, and Mrs. Smith were all members of this committee. And we've met several times over the course of this implementation to get different stakeholders' input on the website design and the ultimate content of the website as well. Before I go into the website, I do want to take a moment to recognize my website team that has worked very diligently and hard on the website over the past several months. So this is the team. It's made up of members of the technology department of the school district and also the district webmaster. So all of these people spent a lot of time working on this website, contributed a lot of expertise in the process as well. So we couldn't have done it without them. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a live site preview. So this is what the new website looks like. This is a template that was selected by the implementation committee. And one of the things that we really did in choosing this template and in the new site design is looking at the navigation, which was one of the recommendations of the website ad hoc committee. So we really went back to the basics and we redesigned the navigation menu. We have one menu up at the top, as you can see here, and we have quick links here of the most frequently used pieces of information on the website to make it more intuitive and easy to navigate. We also adopted a more traditional site layout, as you can see here. So most of the content pages, other than the main page of the website, follows a left-hand navigation and content on the right side, which is very common on many websites. So to make it easier for the end user to experience and find information on the website, we chose to take this format. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the technical decisions that were made in the process of adopting this website as I click through the other school websites as well. So one of the things that attracted us to this template is it uses a responsive design. And what that means is it alters the website interface. So if somebody's using the website using a mobile device, it'll appear undistorted. Is that a word? Not distorted, not as distorted. So it'll be easier for people to navigate on their mobile devices, which many people are using now to access our website and other websites. We also addressed some of the pain points of our current website. We enhanced the staff directory. Let me go back to that. We enhanced the staff directory to make it easier to find information. We also, one of the big selling points of this platform is it integrates with our alert system. So alerts that go out through the school messenger via phone and text and email will also show up in the website as well. As I mentioned earlier, we also will be having a custom mobile app which will be available on the Android and iOS platforms for the community to use that will be branded for our school district. It contains much of the information that's going to be found on our website, but in a mobile format that will be easy for people to use and also customizable for different users. As Dr. Clark mentioned, we do have training materials coming. We are working on an online video and some documentation that will be included in the launch of the website. So that'll be coming soon. And we've set a tentative launch date of July, but we hope that'll be finished before then as well. Thank you very much for this opportunity. If you have any questions.
Any board members have questions for Mr. Jaw this evening?
I just wanted to thank you as a member of the committee for all of the extended hours and answering all of our thousands of questions and concerns. You put in a lot of time and we appreciate it.
Thank you. And I have to say that, you know, it's been a long process, but I think that we've done it the right way and we're really proud of the product. So I think that the community will be well served by this website.
Kevin?
Mr. Jaw, are you able to tell how people access the site,
Kevin?
Whether it's...
Can you? Thank you.
Are you able to tell how people access the site, whether it's from a mobile device or a desktop?
Yeah, we looked at that data as part of the website ad hoc committee, and there were people who used different platforms. Our current website doesn't render as well on mobile devices, so that was definitely something that we tried to address with this new site.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Jaw from the board? Mr. Jaw, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Clark?
Okay. So, let me say welcome to everyone else who is here tonight. Thank you for coming. As always, I love seeing your smiling faces in the audience. We have an enrollment report. Right now, we seem to be holding at 1415. We do have a suspension report. We had two one-day in-school suspensions at CTMS. We have our HIB report. We had zero investigations at Spruce Run School, zero at Patrick McGarren, zero at Round Valley School, and two at CTMS, both unfounded. We also have an opportunity this evening to make a few proclamations. Please be patient as I'm going to read through them. We would like to recognize Special Education Week. Whereas the week of May 8th through the 14th, 2016, is being recognized as Special Education Week in New Jersey, and whereas the staff of the Clinton Township School District make a major contribution to the education and public welfare of the special education students placed in their care, and whereas we commend them for their dedication to ensuring a safe learning environment for all students, and whereas it is with the expressed request of the superintendent and the Board of Education that this proclamation supports the upcoming Special Education Week as a way to celebrate all successes and acknowledges these special individuals' achievements and encourages the ongoing quality of education given to each student. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Superintendent and Board of Education of the Clinton Township School District proclaim the week of May 8th through the 14th, 2016, as Special Education Week. And thank you very much to our Director of Special Education, Alice Steinheimer, who left little gifts for the board members and in all the offices around the district. some special treats for us just to memorialize this week and recognize the importance of all the good work that our staff does in this district with some wonderful, wonderful kids that we have here. I would also like to do a proclamation a little bit behind. We didn't have a meeting that week, so I would like to recognize the week of May 2nd, 2016 as Staff Appreciation Week. And whereas the Superintendent and Board of Education of Clinton Township is committed to excellence in education and preparation of all of our students with the knowledge, skills, and ethics required for responsible citizenship and members of society, and whereas the Superintendent and Board of Education recognizes this goal can only be achieved when all employees acknowledge and accept this mission as their own, and whereas the Superintendent and Board of Education wishes to thank all of the employees of the Clinton Township School District for their individual and collective commitment to the realization of this shared vision for education of our students. And whereas the Superintendent and Board of Education wishes to acknowledge each employee for their personal contribution in maintaining a public education system that is a source of local pride. And whereas it is the expressed request of the Superintendent and Board of Education that this proclamation supports Staff Appreciation Week activities at each school as a way to celebrate our success, acknowledge our achievements, and encourage ongoing recognition of the valuable contributions of all employees. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Education proclaim the week of May 2nd as Staff Appreciation Week for the nearly 270 school district employees. And I would also like to take a moment to publicly thank the members of our PTA who encouraged and rewarded our commitment throughout the district with all kinds of treats and lunches and wonderful goodies left in our mailboxes and on our desks all this past week. So I would like to personally say thank you to the PTA, and I know the staff very much appreciates all the PTA has done for our schools and especially for Staff Appreciation Week. I know it takes an extra effort on the part of a lot of people to make sure that all happens, so thank you. I would also like to make a special proclamation that the state of New Jersey shared with the district. Whereas the more than 3.1 million professional nurses in the U.S. comprise our nation's largest healthcare profession, and whereas the depth and breadth of the nursing profession meets the diverse and emerging healthcare needs of the American population in a wide range of settings, and whereas the nursing profession is poised to take a leadership role in all settings to meet the demands of our changing healthcare system, and whereas a renewed emphasis on primary and preventative healthcare will require the better utilization of all our nation's nursing resources, and whereas professional nursing has been demonstrated to be an indispensable component in the safety and quality of care delivery, and whereas the demand for the cost-effective, safe, and quality healthcare services provided by professional nurses will be greater than ever because of the changing demographics of the U.S. population and the increased access to healthcare services, and whereas school nurses focus on prevention and well-being for students and families throughout education regarding healthy lifestyle choices and management of chronic diseases, and whereas quality school health care services demand school nursing skills and practices based on strong scientific evidence and ongoing education for the health and safety of students, And whereas the ongoing effort of our nurses as they support the students of New Jersey should be recognized, now therefore, Chris Christie, the governor of the state of New Jersey, proclaimed May 11th as School Nurse Day. And so the superintendent and Board of Education would also like to thank our nursing professionals. We appreciate them and are very glad that they are with us, serving our students and our families. So thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Clark. I'm looking for a motion, please, for 16-SU015 to 16-SU019, please.
Motion.
A second, please.
Second.
Any questions for Dr. Clark this evening? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, Mr. Juskowitz?
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Ruda-Golda.
Yes.
Mrs. Hand.
Yes.
Mrs. Orlowski.
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mr. Petuto.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis.
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderoff.
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. I would like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is only for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The Board of Education will note and gather all the questions asked at the podium this evening and answer them at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent that any other action or research is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you would like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We will be limiting this public comment section on agenda items only to 30 minutes. Would anyone like to address the board this evening? No? Seeing none, I would like to open the floor for our first recognition of the public. This section will only be for comments made by the public on school-related matters only. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. Once again, the Board of Education will note and gather all questions asked at the podium this evening and answer them at the conclusion of the public comments section. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We'll adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you would like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes. Would anyone like to address the board this evening? No? Seeing none then, I'd like to move on to the report of our school business administrator and board secretary, Mr. Juskowitz.
Sir. Current date of the Board of Education's next regular meeting is Monday, June 20th, 2016 at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Clinton Township Middle School. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. Juskowitz. I'm looking for a motion, please, for 16-BA034 to 16-BA035.
Motion.
I thought
you had.
I know. Sneaks one in.
I thought you had.
Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Mrs. Hand. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mrs. Hand.
Yes.
Mrs. Orlowski.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Ruda-Golda.
Yes.
Mr. Petuto.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis.
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderoff.
Yes.
Mrs. Grant.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to the reports of our committees. We'll start off this evening with a report from our Facilities and Finance Committee. Mr. John Petuto is the chair of that committee. Mr. Caputo, can you give your committee's report, please, sir?
Certainly. The Finance and Facilities Committee did not have the opportunity to meet since our last public Board of Ed meeting of April 25th. However, we did review numerous topics via both email and phone conversations over the past couple of weeks. Those conversations led to a total of 22 action items appearing on tonight's agenda. Several of the action items are typical entries that appear each month, including the payment of district bills, this time for the period of May 9th, and requests for graduate course approvals, as well as some student evaluations. We do have a number of atypical items that I want to bring to the board's attention tonight. Action item 16, FF218, relates to the approval of subscription fees with the organization In-District Solutions. These fees pertain to on-site counseling and crisis intervention for the 16-17 school year and total just shy of $129,000. Action items 16 FF225 and 16 FF226 relate to the student accident insurance. The Board of Ed previously resolved to join the NJSIG, or New Jersey School Insurance Group, and due to their bylaws, we are required to appoint a firm as our broker slash risk management consultant. Therefore, these action items name CBIZ Insurance Services of New Providence as our broker of record. In action item 16 FF233, the board approves a contract with Perrette Somjin as the district's architect of record for the 16-17 school year. The various hourly rates for the architect are listed in the agenda. Action item 16 FF235 relates to a joint agreement between the Clinton Township Board of Ed and the Delaware Valley Regional High School to provide student transportation bus routing and scheduling services. This agreement is also for the 16-17 school year and totals just under $25,000. So with that, I'd like to put forward a motion for the approval of action items 16 FF216 through 16 FF237.
Thank you, Mr. Caputo. Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second. Any questions for Mr. Caputo this evening from the Board of Education?
I have a couple.
Kevin?
Kevin?
On action item 232, we're entering into...
Kevin?
On item 232, we're entering into a transportation agreement with Warren County Special Services School District. I just was curious, what transportation services might we share with Warren County?
I happen to have a student with special needs that we might be able to go in with another school district from Warren County that may be coming through Hunterdon County.
Share
we
the
might
ride.
Utilize their service. They would pick up that same child going to the same school.
Okay.
It happens every so often, but it does occur.
And what do it on a school year by school year basis?
Correct.
Or just available if needed?
It's a little bit of both. It depends on a certain situation. We also look to them to see, again, if we have a student that might be able to share a route, so we can then, you know, say share in that cost and contain costs.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. And I had one more. 234.
I'm sorry, say again, Kevin, please.
Action item 234.
Thank you.
It's a consultant for SDA Consulting Services. And my question was, what services might we use from SDA, School Development Authority?
What happened was we had many outstanding amounts that were due to us from the state. And before I got here, he was helping in getting some of that paperwork done. Was actually at a stalemate for quite some time.
Okay, for prior work?
Yes,
okay.
And he came in, he had a great understanding of what went on in the district before I was here, since he was here for a few years doing some of the stuff. And he had come back. It's been very limited now because we've cleaned up a lot of it this past year.
Yeah.
And that, with that being said, we put a not to exceed in there because that was what was in our budget. And going forward, I think the cost will be very minimal going forward.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions, please? No? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, Mr. Justwoods, please?
Mr. Caputo?
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
I need to abstain on FF216 and yes to the rest.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Rudelgoda?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Justwoods. Now moving on to our committee report of personnel negotiations. Ms. Sue Vanderhoff is the chair of that particular committee. Ms. Vanderhoff, can you please give a report of your committee?
Yes. Personnel Negotiations Committee did not meet in person since our last board meeting, but we did do an email exchange, and we also spoke on the phone a few times, and it resulted in agenda items 16-PN-187 to 16-PN-213. That's 26 items. I'm just going to give you the highlights. There was one resignation from CTMS of a lunch aide. We also had four position changes with teachers and three TA position changes. There was one TA that was brought on board and approval. There were some staff updates for our IEP program, three of those. There are seven staff position and salary updates for our extended school year and summer programs. There's one staff update for the child study team. And there's also one interim director of curriculum that will be extended into the 2016-2017 school year on a part-time basis, 3 days a week. And finally, action items 16-PN-196 to 16-PN-203 are all, the remainder are staff renewals for the 2016-2017 school year, and they're all listed in the agenda. So with that, I'd like to put forward a motion for action items 16-PN-187 to 16-PN-213.
Thank you, Ms. Vanderhoff. May we have a second, please?
Second.
Any questions for Ms. Vanderhoff this evening? Seeing none, Mr. Juskowitz, may we please have a roll call?
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mr. Pituto?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Ms. Olowski?
Yes.
Ms. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Ruddle-Goda?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Ms. Hand.
Grant,
I'm sorry. Doing that again. Mrs. Grant.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Juskowitz. Moving on to our final committee report of this evening, our Policy and Curriculum Committee. Ms. Rachel McLaughlin is the committee chair. Ms. McLaughlin, your committee's report, please.
Yes, good evening. The Policy and Curriculum Committee met last
Rachel.
Week.
Can you hear me?
I'm still not nice. The Policy and Curriculum Committee met last week on May 3rd at 7 o'clock. I can't say this much longer, Dr. Clark, so again, it was a very productive, long meeting. We had several action items to cover. You will see in the agenda items tonight, we have been retooling some of our special education programs based on enrollment and least restrictive environment. So tonight we will be eliminating a self-contained autistic class at Spruce Run. We will be establishing a full-day preschool disabled class at Spruce Run. We will be establishing a self-contained LLD mild moderate class at Round Valley. And we will also be establishing a self-contained autistic class at the Clinton Township Middle School. We will be approving a yearly grant, the New Jersey Child Assault Prevention Program, which provides program to our kindergartners. We have been in the process through New Jersey school boards of revamping our policies and our regulations. And last month we had a parent raised a concern about, was there a way on the website to note language changes? And unfortunately, because of the way that the new program is given to us, we don't have any way to designate what the language changes were. If there were major language changes, I would report them out, but at this time we're not recommending anything except minor word changes. Tonight you'll see the 7000 series, which is construction, remodeling, and renovation policies for a first reading. You'll also see the 9000 series policies for a first reading, which basically govern our bylaws, our roles and responsibilities as board members, when we have meetings and how executive sessions run. And we will also be approving second readings of our 2000 series, which are administrative policies revolving around the principal evaluation, the leadership team, and superintendent. In addition to that, we will also be approving the 1000 series, which are our community relations policies and regulations. They are revolving around the visitors in the building, district public publications, and distribution of flyers, to name a few. We also have several field trips. We have three field trips this month that are being approved. On May 12th, Clinton Township Middle School sixth grade students from Round Valley will be going to the Clinton Township Middle School. May 19th, student ambassadors from the middle school will be going to Round Valley, I believe. And then I think there's a correction on the last one. May 27th, it's move-up day, where each of the grades get to transition to their new school. It does say grades 1 to 3, but Round Valley is also here, so it should be 4 through 6 as well, I believe. We have an approval of our reading and writing curriculum, which has spent an extensive amount of time and undertaking. So we would like to thank Mrs. Hinkle and Dr. Graff for the work on their curriculum. We will be removing a physical education unit of yoga, and we will also be approving the purchase of a Renaissance assessment program, which will be replacing our MAP program. It was piloted this year at Round Valley School, and it will be moving into the other schools. And that is my report. So with that, I'm going to move action items, to go back several pages, 16 PC039 through 16 PC051.
Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Any questions for Mrs. McLaughlin this evening from the board? No. Seeing none, Mr. Guskowitz, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Rudel-Goda?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Hey, no.
Mrs. Orlowski?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Just making sure everybody's paying attention.
What are you drinking
over there? It's all good.
It's me, aren't you?
Okay, moving on to the report of our ad hoc committee, feasibility of closing the school. This evening, we do not have a report. So at this moment, I would like to move on to old business of the Board of Education. This portion of our meeting is for the board members to ask questions about old business of the board on school-related matters only. It's not a time to make personal statements, rather it's a time to review topics that have been previously discussed and bring up old topics relative to business of the board. Mrs. McLaughlin is the liaison of the Board of Education for the Hunterdon County Board of Education. Do you have anything to report this evening?
We did not meet. We'll be meeting in May.
Thank you, Mrs. McLaughlin. Mr. Sturgis is the liaison to the ESC organization. Mr. Sturgis?
I do have a report. Okay, so there are some new board members here. So I'll just go over briefly what the ESC is and what our interaction is with them. So the ESC, it's the Hunterdon County Educational Services Commission. It's a commission authorized by the state. It operates in Hunterdon County as a commission. They're not funded by taxpayer dollars. They're funded by tuitions and fees that they charge for educational services. And other professional services like transportation, technology consulting, joint purchase agreements. So in the county, each school district has a delegate that they send to the ESC. It operates very similar to a Board of Education. There's the delegate assembly, which is one representative of each district. They also have a board of directors, which is a smaller subset of the school district representatives. There are 10 ESCs in the state. The Hunterdon County ESC operates two special services school districts, one in Califon and one in, I believe it's East Amwell?
Lambertville? The mailing address is Lambertville, but it's actually right across from the West Amwell School.
Okay. Thank you. And as I mentioned earlier, their business model, it's fee for services. They're not funded by taxpayers, but by the fees paid to them by other school districts. In 15-16, the budget was $19.6 million. In 16-17, it will be $18.6 million. There was some one-time expenses in 15-16, which caused the budget to inflate some. One of the priorities for their 15-16 business plan was the sale of the property in Tewksbury. It was regarded as a sawmill school property, and they relocated to a new property in Hoffman's Crossing, which is in Califon. So this meeting was at Hoffman's Crossing. If you go past Round Valley School on Cokesbury Road, you just keep going, and eventually you wind up at this school, and it's beautiful. It's like rolling hills, there's a pond. It kind of looks like a camp, and it doesn't feel like you're in New Jersey when you're at that school. So that was the priority for last year, was getting the property sold and relocating their school services and staff up to this new property at Hoffman's Crossing. 70% of the expenses of the commission are salaries and benefits, not unlike a school district. Another substantial portion of their expense is the cost of the buses. They provide significant transportation services, and they're regularly purchasing buses. They're seeing a trend in growth of speech and educational evaluations. That's where their growth is in their program. They also renewed their West Orange and Glen Gardner bus terminal contracts. So they are county-based, but they do operate one transportation terminal in West Orange. The focus for 16-17 strategic planning is analyzing existing programs, looking for trends of changes in the need for programs, and realigning the programs to match the market. So last year was relocation, this year is reassessing programs. And then the last thing I wanted to report on, which I just thought was interesting, was the organization that purchased the school in Tewksbury. It was a Chinese school. A school in China with 10,000 students purchased this vacant school in Tewksbury. And they also purchased a private residence and a horse farm near the school. So they're planning to do what they're calling the American experience. And they're bringing students from China to be educated in this school, stay at this private farm slash home, and get American experiences in the area around the school. I don't know the timing of it, but I know they're doing some work there now. So at some point in the near future, there'll be some type of program running in that Tewksbury campus. So that's it. The delegate assembly meets twice a year. This was the March meeting, which was late. I think it's typically February and June. So I'll report back to you after the second meeting.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Sturgis on his report this evening? No? Thank you, Mr. Sturgis. Anyone on the board have any old business they would like to discuss this evening? No? Seeing none, I'd like to move on to new business. Under this section, like old business, this is not a time to make personal statements, rather it's a time to discuss new business topics relative to the Board of Education. Are there any new topics that members of the board would like to bring up this evening?
I would. So I'm not making a personal statement, but making a little plug. New Jersey School Boards offers a variety of wonderful enrichment workshops for school board members. Some are online, some are in person. And on Friday, I happened to be able to go to NASA in Maryland, and it was the most wonderful professional day I've ever been to in my entire life. And all of you have the opportunity to do that next year if you're interested, and I would really love to go back. In addition to this, I'm going to direct this at Dr. Volani, because there were some districts that brought teachers, so I would love to get a couple teachers to go next year to NASA. The purpose of visiting NASA was to look at STEAM initiatives, which for those of you that are not in the field of education would be science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. It was an opportunity to look at actual STEM projects that engineers are working on day to day. I had the opportunity to meet Dr. John Mather, who, if you're not sure who he is, he's actually a New Jersey native. He is the Nobel Prize-winning astrophysicist for 2006, and he is the lead developer of the Webb Telescope, which will be replacing Hubble in 2018 in space. It was a fascinating day. I have lots of resources that I would like to share with Dr. Clark and the rest of the board, and I would be happy to talk to anybody about NASA because it's fabulous. I'm still talking about NASA. And on a side note, when my class found out I went to NASA, they're like, are you going to space? I'm like, no, I wish I was.
And I called Mrs. McLaughlin to talk about some board business the other day, and she texted me, I can't talk to you, I'm in space. So,
it's true.
It's true. Thank you. Anyone else new business from the board? Nah, seeing none. I'd like to open the floor to our second recognition of the public. This section is for members of the public to express themselves on school matters of community interest. The same guidelines provided in the other two public comment sections will apply here. We will be limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address.
Hello, Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive. I just wanted to say thank you so much for fixing the website. It has been a little thorn in my side for a while, and I know I've gotten up here and said things about it, but I'm super excited seeing all those new things, and I can't wait for it to roll out. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the board? Moving on to our executive session, Mr. Juskowitz, can you please read the executive session statement, please?
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Bayer Open Public Meetings Act NJSA 10:4-6 FSEC requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12B sets forth nine types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12B to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion, or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee, or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing of the public's interest and the employee's privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority, 124 NJ 478, the employees and nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality or the superintendent's evaluation, non-affiliated staff, and personnel, whereas any collective bargaining agreement or terms and conditions of which are proposed for inclusion in any collective bargaining agreement, including the negotiation of terms and conditions with employees or representative of employees of the public body. The collective bargaining contract discussed is between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association and the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Administrators Association. And whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become a party, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer. The nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is attorney-client privilege. And whereas any material, the disclosure of which constitutes an unwarranted invasion of individual privacy, such as any records, data, reports, recommendations, or other personal material of any educational, training, social service, medical health, custodial, child protection, rehabilitation, legal defense, welfare, housing, relocation, insurance, and similar program or institution operated by a public body pertaining to any specific individual admitted to or served by such institutional program, including but not limited to information relative to the individual's personal and family circumstances, and any material pertaining to admission, discharge, treatment, progress, or condition of any individual, unless the individual concerned, or in the case of a minor or incompetent, his guardian, shall request in writing that the same be disclosed publicly. The nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is a hearing before the board pursuant to NJSA 18A:37-13.2 etsec, the Anti-Bullying Bill of Rights Act, and whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now therefore be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you, Mr. Juskowitz. I'm looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We are now in executive session. Looking for a motion, please, to reconvene the meeting?
Motion.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting's reconvened. Looking for a motion, please, to no pro tunc, to extend the executive session an additional 60 minutes.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? AJ, can you please read the resolution?
Action item 16-SU-019, be it resolved that following the hearing conducted in executive session on April 25th, 2016, and having heard from both district personnel and student parents, and having reviewed the documents provided by the parents and the investigation report, the board hereby accepts the superintendent's recommendation regarding CTMS HIB investigation number 4, which was reported to the board in the superintendent's HIB report on December 21st, 2015, based upon the board's determination that there was insufficient evidence to overturn the administrative conclusions, and directs the board secretary to notify the affected students' parents of the decision forthwith. I need a motion.
Motion.
Second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Ruttelgota?
Yes.
Mrs. Han?
Yes.
Ms. Olasky?
Abstain.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Abstain.
Mr. Sturgis?
Abstain.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Looking for a motion, please, to adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
Second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Meeting adjourned.